Okay, so what were your biggest fears again?
I guess the biggest fears was me sort of getting over my own, you know, my own fears with not being able, you know, picking up the phone, selling a new product that I had no, you know, idea about before.
Right. So you had that fear of the unknown or...
Yeah, basically fear of the unknown, a good way to put it.
And how was your confidence and self-esteem?
I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I was, you know, maybe at about a 3.
Right.
You know, because I had experience, you know, in, you know, sales before, door to door, and, you know, I mastered it before, but, you know, this walking in here, you know, was kind of like, you know, walking, you know, in the dark. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
Right. Exactly. And, You struggled in the beginning, you know, first 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, something happened, and you turned things around. What happened?
I think the biggest thing for me was just being able to not so much know, you know, everything I needed to know about the software, or, you know, everything about, you know, the product, or, you know, of course it's good to have that, you know, that product knowledge so you can, you know, have, you know, enough ammunition when you're doing a script, but the biggest thing for me was being able to use a lot of the objection handlers, you know, where people are giving you the, you know, what, like, you know, the dominant reasons to avoid buying, you know, just being able to use those objection handlers and getting back into the script and remembering the purpose of the call is to, you know, get the appointment, and it's to book the demo, you know, and I used a lot of, got really good at using the objection handlers, and from doing that, I was able to, you know, start booking demos all of a sudden, you know, every day now I'm booking 4 or 5 demos.
It's crazy. And tell me, the size of the company and the organizations, how big are these companies?
Oh, Fortune 1000.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to be all big companies. So.
How many employees are in these companies?
Probably about 100,000.
And the level of the account entry, what type of people are you booking meetings with? Like what?
Oh, project managers, directors, you know, you've heard me speak to CTOs.
I know. Yeah, what was that one? Like, was it just recently, FedEx, and, what was that?
American Express.
Right, Walmart. Yeah.
FedEx.
You spoke to the CTOs?
Yeah, those are the chief technology officers.
Yeah.
So full circle, the thing that was like a parting of the Red Sea for you was...
Being able to use, you know, to get really good at using the objection handlers to get back into the, you know, into the script and into the purpose of the call, which was just booking the appointment.
That's right.
And, you know, it doesn't really so matter what you say, but it's, you know, it's really how you say it and getting good at the objection handlers to get back into it to book the demo.
Right. Because every single prospect is going to give you objections, right? Every
single one.
There's just not a prospect that just, oh, wow, great, I can't believe you called. We were just talking about this. You know, it never happens.
It never happens.
So now, hey, you know, you're booking, like, you're 3 to 5 demos a day with, you know, the biggest organizations in North America,
mm-hmm.
with top decision makers, so that's giving you the confidence and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much... You're like Batman Returns. You're bulletproof now, right?
Yeah.
Cool. You're unstoppable. Tell me, share one more thing with me.
Sure. Yeah, because I got to get going here.
I know. How's your voicemail doing?
Oh, voicemail is, you've got some miracle cure for that because, I mean, I've never had as many people call back on voicemail. You know, I didn't even bother leaving voicemails before.
Yeah.
But now it's not in, you know, I know that I've got a pretty good callback callback percentage. So it's probably about, right now, it's about 60%.
Yeah. Callback. I mean, I've been with you in 2-hour sessions where I personally left the voicemail, and then the guy called back in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, while I was with you.
Yeah, well, right now, like, say out of 10 voicemails, I'd be 6 will call back.
Yeah. So Murray supplied some good voicemail techniques, hey?
Well, yeah, that one voicemail that you gave me, I just keep using that verbatim word for word, and
awesome, awesome. So what's the one or two things you can say to my two young guppies here?
It's not really so much of, you know, what you say, you know, but what I do sometimes if I'm having a shitty day making calls, I, you know, throw my chair at the end of the, you know, at the end of the other office here, and I just walk around. You know, it's all in your voice. You know, get good at the objection handlers, getting back into your pitch. And remember that the purpose of the call is to, you know, not so much, you know, give them so much information, but just to give them enough that it just piques an interest and book the appointment.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, man. Look, thank you so much, Anthony.
All right.
You're going to be entered into the Telemarketing Academy Awards next year. You know that.
Okay.
All right, dude.
All right, have a great day.
Bye.
Take care.